The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh is under fire from current and former employees alleging racism and mistreatment of workers. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
The Children's Museum's Northside campus is quiet now, thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. But last week, this institution beloved by generations became the focus of controversy. A scorching open letter to the museum asserted that, quote, "Black lives simply do not matter to museum leadership." The letter was released a week after the museum permanently laid off dozens of staffers furloughed since March. But its author, Will Tolliver Jr., says this isn't about lost jobs.
You know, we're not angry that we got laid off. We're passionate because we have seen a pattern of disrespect and dismissiveness towards people of color, staff, employees, students, educators, and our allies who have tried to speak up for them in the past.
About 100 current or former employees have signed the letter, and most signed by name, rare in the small world of Pittsburgh's cultural institutions. In a statement, the Children's Museum says Tolliver's letter was filled with, quote, "false claims and misleading statements." The museum later said, quote, "racial and social justice is of critical importance to the Children's Museum," and that the open letter had, quote, "accelerated those efforts." WESA spoke with 10 current or former museum employees. While they praised much the museum did, dissatisfaction with leadership was widespread. Complaints included understaffing of programs primarily for black children. Molly Dickerson staffed a language development program for preschoolers in Homewood.
It looked good that they supposedly had programmatic diversity, but in reality, that support wasn't really there, and the dedication to those relationships and communities wasn't really authentic.
The museum maintains the programs were adequately staffed, but workers also seconded other concerns in the letter. Talia Stahl is a former researcher. She says in a meeting last year, she described some of the museum's equity-related work to a museum partner. Afterward, she received a message from museum leadership. Stahl said she was told that leadership
does not want the museum positioning itself as prioritizing equity and diversity, that we should not be pushing that message in our conversations.
The museum denies having sent the message. Many museum employees also say they feared to voice complaints. Tolliver says that after the 2018 Tree of Life synagogue shooting, he and two other staffers objected that the museum's response focused too much on kindness rather than solidarity with the Jewish community.
We were then yelled at and reprimanded by leadership and told it wasn't our job, it wasn't our place, and that we should do our work.
Tolliver says the three of them were punished by being assigned, outside their job descriptions, to staff a traveling exhibit about kindness. A museum spokesperson denies the employees were being punished. Employees also criticize the museum's policy on visitors wearing hate symbols, like Confederate flags. The museum handles these on a case-by-case basis. Jordan Robinson is the former visitor services supervisor. She says last summer, visitors and staff complained about a man wearing swastika patches on his jacket.
What we were told was that if he's not causing a commotion, there's basically nothing wrong.
But Robinson said museum management responded differently when that same day, a black woman entered wearing a Black Lives Matter themed shirt.
There were a few visitors that were upset about this shirt, and, you know, it followed up the chain of command, and she was actually asked to either change her shirt or leave.
The museum says it has no record of those incidents. Tolliver, author of the open letter, also sent the Children's Museum a list of demands. They include hiring more people of color for leadership positions, regular diversity and inclusion training, and quantifying the museum's investment in children and families of color. As part of its response, the museum says it has been planning to hire a new employee to oversee diversity, equity, accessibility, and inclusion. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
Read more on this story at WESA.fm.